Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. And, hey, thank you for tuning in to Homebase Business 101. And, Isaiah, again, thank you so much always for introducing this show to our listening audience. Oh, wow, you're such a wonderful grandson, and love you so much. Hey, people, well, we're in the part three this morning of Passion-Driven Prosperity. That's right, you tuned into the right show, Passion-Driven Prosperity. What is your passion? How hard are you driven? And what does prosperity mean to you? And so it's important that, you know, that we understand those important topics about passion-driven prosperity and how passionate are you about what you want to do and how passionate are you about achieving your goals. Now, we're going to cover several different things this morning as we continue this dialogue around passion-driven prosperity. And, you know, we summarized yesterday and we talked about getting passionate about your career and blazing a glorious path at the office. It's great. But don't let your loved ones suffer for a lack of passion at home. A proper balance has to be struck by giving love to your spouse and your children, too. A passionate lifelong affair with your wife or husband can do wonders in your work life, too. You are happy and relaxed, and your body glows with the healing effects of healthy, loving sex. The love you shower on your children is also reciprocated many times over. See, again, what people are talking about here, and again, what you need to do is if you want a copy of this book, Passion Driven Prosperity, make sure you send us a text to 252-406-0774. You know, one of the things that we have to keep in front of us in terms of we're dealing with this thing called proper balance. Yes, we want to be passionate about the work that we do, but we want to be passionate about the life that we live. And being passionate and having a lifelong affair as husband and wife and family in terms of children. See, too often, because we're not controlling our own destinies and direction in terms of the work that we do, is that we lose that part. Everything is about the job or the business. But it's interesting when we look at how to go beyond the job in the business to just being passionate about life. I listened to a John Maxwell piece, and, you know, John talked about the empty nest syndrome in terms of, you know, his children being gone and other stuff, and how with that being the case, you know, he laughed and he joked, and he says, with the children being gone, that just leaves me and my wife, Margaret, more rooms to chase each other around in. But, you know, and now some people get that twisted and they'll be like, you know, well, why is he sharing that? You know, it was not so much sharing that. He just was sharing the fact that he has balance in all that he does and that he has a happy family life. And too often people are so involved in their roles of business, or work, that they don't know how to devote time and passion to all of the different roles they have. The role of husband or father, wife or mother, grandfather or grandmother, or community member. See, all of those are different roles. And you got to find a way to be passionate about all of those different roles and how you share in each capacity, in each one of those different roles, It takes time and it takes planning. Too often, as we do things in this society, is that we don't take proper time to do proper planning about the various roles that we're involved in. We just get up and do. Why? Because life is hustle-bustle. But it's not hustle-bustle. Life is, see, when you get out of the rat race, and again, I'm going to digress here a little bit, and, you know, one of my songs I love by Bob Marley says, you know, this here's a rat race. This here's a rat race. Rat race, rat race. There's a human race, there's a dog race, and there's a rat race. Get out of the rat race. You need help getting out of the rat race? Hey, send us a text, 252-406-0774, or give us a call, 252-406-0774. Get out of the rat race. You're not a rat. You're a human being. Not only that, are you really more than even a human being. You're a spiritual being going through a human existence. Get out of the rat race. You're not a rat. See, but when we define life from a perspective of saying it's a rat race, then you've already said that you're a rat. I'm not a rat. I ain't a rodent. I don't know about you. Don't call me a rat. Don't stick me in the rat race. That's what people who have let people marginalize and dehumanize their existence as a very special part of creation. A special part, you hear what I said, a special part of creation. How does it go? God breathed into the earth, the soul he picked up, the breath of life. He said, man, and they, you know, because they wrote the Bible from a patriotic, paternalistic kind of view, but basically saying, and then he breathed into that earth, and man became a living soul. But I like to say humans became a living soul. So we're special, even when we don't realize that we're special. We're special. Let us make man, and again, you know, I say humans, in our own image. So we're made in the image of the Creator, the image of God, divine presence. So why do we let people define us to the point of existing in a rat race? Deep stuff here, deep thought. I hope it's, you know, provoking some thoughts in your mind. So, you know, when you have genuinely mastered the art of passion, you will find it pervades every moment of your day, be it the boardroom, the bedroom, or the playroom. See, passion can become a double-edged sword if not wielded properly. Spending hours and hours of obsessive extra time at the workplace can affect your health as well as your family relations. Neglecting to attend your child's school events and not cheering for them can create an alienation that can never be repaired. An unfilled spouse can also prove very damaging in the long run. A marriage can fall apart and string unhappy one-night stands that can never take the place of a loving, caring relationship. Passion is not about throwing huge family parties where everyone can feed on your wealth. It isn't about giving a no-limit credit card to your wife or the latest bike to your son or daughter. It is spending time and effort to share life and soul with your loved ones. Passion lies in transmitting your passion from life, your children, to your wife, or your husband, and all around you. See, that's the deep part of passion. It's sort of like Art Williams used to have this saying. Art used to say, you can't be home, beat up on your wife and your children, and then show up the office happy. You have to be passionately driven about living a good life and finding the balance to do that. So, you know, we want to focus again on this whole concept of passion-driven prosperity. And again, if you'd like a copy of the book that I'm sharing this information from called Passion-Driven Prosperity, all you got to do is text us your email address to 252-406-0774. Text that email address. Don't delay. Send it today. You cannot become rich or achieve any kind of success in life if you don't have a passion about what you're doing. Be it the simplest thing or the most sophisticated thing, you need passion in order to succeed. See, passion. How passionate are you about what you're doing? And I want to thank our passionate listeners, the over 39,000 people that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101, because you're getting some value out of the information that we share. And we thank you so, so much for tuning in and getting that information. Because without you tuning in to get that information, you know, then we could have zero listeners. And zero is no hero. But we have more than zero listeners. We have passionate listeners who are tuning in to get information that we share, and we really, really appreciate you tuning in to get that information. And what we're going to do here, we're going to take a moment and share some information here from Napoleon Hill. And this is some very, very powerful, 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 powerful information from Mr. Napoleon Hill. And, you know, we really want you to take time to listen to this information, because I really believe it can help you with, you know, the choices and decisions that you have to make. And he's going to talk about definite and a purpose, and W. Clement Stone is going to be the one that's going to introduce it. So take a moment and listen to this. So I bring it up. Give me a second here. It's about to open up. I'm here in front of my computer as I bring this up so that we can share this Napoleon Hill piece that can really, that we think can really help you with where you want to go in life.
My name is W. Clement Stone, a general manager of the Napoleon Hill Associates. It is my privilege to introduce you to Napoleon Hill. How do you do? I'm very happy to have this personal visit with you. Won't you be seated, please? And now, may I request that you forget all your problems and just relax while I bring you the master key with which you may unlock the door to any opportunity that your mind can conceive. The master key consists of 17 principles, the first of which is definiteness of purpose. Right here at the beginning of our visit, I'm going to make you a prompt. If you will decide definitely what you want most during your entire lifetime and write it down on paper so that I can read it, I will give you the master key with which you may open the door to the attainment of your desires, whatever they may be. At the exact moment when I will deliver this master key to you will depend entirely upon when you are ready to receive it. This is the first of 13 messages that I will deliver to you. Now, in each message, I will describe the master key in terms that you will understand, if you are ready to understand. And now I shall give you the first cue as to the nature of the great master key, which has been responsible for all the great successes in every calling, in every part of the world. Please listen carefully to what I have to say, because you may discover the secret of the master key in this first visit. You may get your first cue as to the nature of the great master key when I tell you that psychologists have discovered a natural law which is the very foundation of all personal successes. And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Isn't that a profound statement? You will notice that it says nothing about the need for education, but simply that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, your mind can achieve. Now, if you want evidence that the mind can achieve whatever the mind can conceive without the benefit of formal education, you all have to remember that Thomas A. Edison conceived the idea of becoming an inventor and lived to become the world's greatest scientist in the field of invention with only 3 months of common school education. When I first heard Andrew Carnegie describe this natural law, which makes it possible for you and I and everyone else to write his own price tag in life and attain it, I became so enthused over it that I began to search for the power of agony. And my curiosity led me finally to the discovery of the master key, which I shall reveal to you if you are ready to receive it. My search led me to the study of the spiritual forces with which all of us are blessed. And it was in this field that I came upon a clue which has enabled me to help millions of people to find their earthly destinies. I want to describe my discovery in the simplest terms possible, because it will reveal to you why it is true that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve, regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be. I caught my first fleeting glimpse of the profound law which provides the means by which we may choose our own purpose in life and attain it while I was being coached by Andrew Carnegie during the Organization of the Science of Success philosophy. I had just finished telling Mr. Carnegie that I feared he had chosen the wrong person to give the world the first practical philosophy of personal success because of my youth, my lack of education, and my lack of finances. Well, at this point, Mr. Carnegie delivered a lecture that I shall never forget, because it changed my entire life and paved the way for my helping to change the lives of millions of people, some of them not yet born. Let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control, said Mr. Carnegie, a power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire. This profound power, Mr. Carnegie continued, is the gift of the Creator, and it must have been considered the greatest of all of his gifts to man, because it is the only thing over which man has the complete and unchallengeable right of control and direction. When you speak of your poverty and lack of education, Mr. Carnegie explained, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances, because it is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. Now you see why it is important that you recognize that all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you want from life. Then Mr. Carnegie continued his speech with a description of a great universal truth which made such an impact upon my mind that I began then and there to give myself a new outlook on life, and I set up for myself a goal so far above my previous achievements that it shocked my friends and relatives when they heard about it. Everyone, said Mr. Carnegie, comes to the earth plane blessed with the privilege of controlling his mind power and directing it to whatever ends he may choose. But, he continued, everyone brings over with him at birth the equivalent of two sealed envelopes, one of which is clearly labeled, the riches you may enjoy if you take possession of your own mind and direct it to ends of your own choice. And the other is labeled, the penalties you must pay if you neglect to take possession of your mind and direct it. And now let me reveal to you, said Mr. Carnegie, the contents of those two sealed envelopes. In the one labeled riches is this list of blessings. 1, sound health. 2, peace of mind. 3, a labor of love of your own choice. 4, freedom from fear and worry. 5, a positive mental attitude. 6, material riches of your own choice and quantity. In the sealed envelope labeled penalties, Mr. Carnegie continued, is this list of the prices one must pay for neglecting to take possession of his own mind. 1, ill health. 2, fear and worry. 3, indecision and doubt. 4, frustration and discouragement throughout life. 5, poverty and want. 6, and a whole flock of evils consisting of envy, greed, jealousy, anger, hatred, and superstition. Now, my mission in life is to help you and everyone who needs my help to open up and use the contents of the sealed envelope labeled riches. And the starting point from which you must take off if you wish to write your own ticket from here on out for the remainder of your life, I will describe for you in these simple instructions. 1, procure a neat pocket-sized notebook. Oh, something on the order of this one here, loose leaf affair. And on page 1, write down a clear description of your major desire in life, the one circumstance or position or thing which you will be willing to accept as your idea of success. And remember before you begin writing that your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you. And 2, on page 2 of your notebook, write down a clear statement of precisely what you intend to give in return for that which you desire from life. And then start in right where you stand now to begin giving. And 3, memorize both of your statements, what you desire and what you intend to give in return for it, and repeat them at least 10 times daily. And always end your statements with this expression of gratitude for the blessings with which you were gifted at birth. I ask not for divine providence or more riches, but more wisdom with which to accept and use wisely the riches I received at birth in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire. If you are not too successful or self-satisfied to accept and express this profound prayer, if you accept it and express it in the same spirit of humble sincerity in which I pass it on to you, a new and a better world will reveal itself to you, a world in which you will see reflected the circumstances and the things which you yourself have created. In my next visit, I will give you a description of the second principle of success, through the application of which you may make use of the education and experience of other people and get the necessary help you may need in attaining your definite major purpose in life. And now, let me close this, our first visit, with my favorite expression of gratitude. O divine providence, I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I desire.
All right, you just finished listening to Napoleon Hill, and that's lesson 1. We'll do lesson 2 tomorrow. But, again, I really hope that you heard this. You can go back and you can re-listen to this broadcast and play that over and over and over and over again. He points out some key factors. Is that 1, the Creator, God, however you define your divine relationship to creation, gave us dominion over one thing that no one else has control over. That is our minds. The great book, As a Man Thinketh, by Robert Allen, talks about, your desires. What is it that you think? Also, from out of the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What is it that you're thinking? What is it, you got to think good, clean thoughts. This world can distract you and have you think unclean thoughts, having you do unclean things. And I don't have to really dwell on that because I'm pretty sure those out there in the listening audience, you've probably been done some things at times, and some of you might have been fortunate enough that you have. And you ask yourself, how the heck I end up here? But, again, the thing is, we have control over our minds, control over what we think, which allows us to do. I'm going to close out this morning's call with a couple pointers I got from John Maxwell training the other day, and he was talking about writing a book. But in terms of talking about writing a book, he basically was giving information about five things that we all can do every day that can help us move ourselves in the direction that we want to go. Five things that we can do every day that can move us in a direction that we want to go. Number one is read. You know, what's so pitiful in these United States of America is the people that just go, don't read because they don't have time for self-reflection. And so they're like rats on the cylinder, just running around and around and don't know where they're going and they ain't going nowhere. Read. Expand your mind. If you're not able to buy the books, go online. You'll find out of them you can download at no cost. Go to the library. Get a library card. Read. Number one. Number two, think. Oh, man, what I said. Why I say think? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. United Negro College Fund. Think. See, when you read, then you need to be able to do something that we talk about for those people that celebrate the African-American holiday, Kwanzaa. We talk about a principle called Kuji Chagalia, self-determination, to think for ourselves. Definition is a little bit longer, but I just want to hit on that point right here. To think for yourself. You got a mind, as Napoleon Hill talked about. You control your mind, or are you letting others control your mind? Think for yourself. Number three, ask questions. What burns me up more than anything else in life is the people that don't ask no questions about nothing. Somebody tell them something and they just go do it. What are you, an empty vessel in life? Read, think, and ask questions. Number four, file. File, what is file? As you gather information, file it. Either in your brain, or, you know, everybody's using computers and laptops nowadays. Create a file and stuff that you learn. Put it in a folder. Write it down. File. Store it. As you collect data and you learn something, hey, this makes sense to me. Let me put this over here in this category. This didn't make sense to me. Let me put that over here in this category. File. And number five, write. Write it down. Read, think, ask questions, file, and write it down. We all have a book in us. And it's not about unfolding and saying, I'm going to write a book in a day. It's about writing a page a day, three paragraphs. And just keep writing and keep writing. And, you know, understand, it's a process. As you go through the process, you'll do well. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Base Business 101 this morning as we've been talking about passion-driven prosperity. And, hey, if you got something you'd like us to touch on or cover, make sure you give us a text. You know, I respond to texts faster than I do anything else. Send us a text at 252-406-0774. And in that text, include your email address so that we can get a copy of this book out to you and share with you all of the wonderful things about passion-driven prosperity. And if you'd like a copy of that Napoleon Hill piece you just finished listening to, I can send that to you also. But, you know, again, 252-406-0774. Send us a text. Don't delay. Send it today. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And tune in again tomorrow morning as we take and bite off another piece of passion-driven prosperity. Until the next time, hey, God bless you and have passion about your life. Love you. Take care.